Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Change is hard because there's a lot of work and information that has to go into the process. And as it's going into the process, it becomes overwhelming. It becomes stressful. It becomes a lot daunting because we have to do what's best for us, and doing what's best for us is changing for the best. Change is difficult, but change has the best rewards, best accomplishments, best things to look forward to, because you're changing for yourself rather than the next person. And when you start to change for yourself, this is when you start to grow. This is when you start to develop. This is when you start to learn new information that will help you in later on in your life, that will not only help you, but that will stay with you and help you become more prepared for life. If this is your first time here, welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge. Here at Failure is Knowledge, we speak about personal development, marketing, and business tips. Today, we're speaking about personal development and how you have to change for yourself in order to have and achieve the things that you like to accomplish for yourself. So if this is your first time, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Make sure you like and engage with the conversation, because today we're talking about changing and why it's important, why it matters, and how everyone can start changing for themselves. So what made me think about this concept or think about this topic was the fact that, one, all the information that I'm learning, I don't know if you can see in the background, but I got a lot of books back there. Not just those books, but not just them books, the books that I have behind me. I also have books that I listen to digitally. So as I'm listening to new information, new perspectives, new topics, new information I'm not familiar with, I have to know that it takes time to fully understand what's going on, what's been said, and why it's been said a particular way. So as I'm learning the new information, it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming. I appreciate that. It's overwhelming, and it's overwhelming because it's something that we have to unlearn within ourselves to learn something new. And learning something new is really difficult. It's really challenging. Yet it has so many different rewards from it, because you're unlearning bad habits. You're learning information that you didn't even know that you needed to unlearn. You're learning new information that will help you along the way. So the topic that I'm gonna write it on the board, and I'm gonna put change is difficult. Change is difficult. Change, difficult. There we go. Change is difficult. And see, one thing that I've learned from other people's perspective, from others that are successful and is doing great at their endeavor, is that they don't stop showing up. They don't stop growing. They don't stop developing. They really don't stop learning. Everybody that's a millionaire, or from what I've seen, everyone that I come across that's really making it and doing well in life, they read, they educate themselves, they learn, they develop, they understand. They have to unlearn new information they have to learn old information to learn new information. And so it's really important to get around people that's not only thriving for themselves, that will inspire you to thrive for yourself. Following you for the vibe, man, I appreciate it. Really loved it and sent you a message. Let's have a chat sometime soon. And What's really incredible is that change happens when we don't even think and really see what's going on. See, I'm going to use a prime example. The outside, as the grass is growing, as the grass is developing, as the grass is flourishing to something great that we don't even understand, it's growing without us even watching it. It's growing without us even paying attention to it. It's growing and developing from us not even putting energy towards it. See, when you put energy towards your changes will come more than you expect. Your change will come as soon as you expect it to come. See, correction, it's not going to come as soon as you expect it. Change comes over time, but it happens as you continue to show up, as you continue to develop, as you continue to grow. I was watching this interview with Shaq, and he kept saying that his father was big on education, and he wanted to educate himself. And so his father encouraged him to get educated, and as his father encouraged him to get educated, he started to learn new information, new things that he can be great at, new activities that he can pursue that will make him great over time. See, in order to change, we have to recognize where we are at today. That's the first one I want to hit on. Recognize where you are at today. Recognize where you are at today. I'm going to put recognize where you are today. I'm not saying in a literal perspective, but what I am saying is that you have to recognize where you are at, meaning that the information that you only don't know what you don't know. And so you have to go seeking new information. You have to go seeking new knowledge. You have to go seeking new perspectives that you are not familiar with. I remember I was going to the gym before I moved from Little Rock, Arkansas. And when I went to the gym, I was in there, one, to work out. Two, what I didn't understand was speak to other people and get to know and learn from other individuals. So I'm very communicative. I'm very open to talking to anyone. And so if they wouldn't talk to me, I'm willing to talk to them. I'm willing to learn from them. And so when I first started going to the gym, I was going by myself. And so when you go to the gym frequently, you start to see the same faces. You start to see the same people that's there. And so as I'm there, I'm starting to see this group of people that's working out. It was three of them at the time. It was only one of me at the time. And so as I'm seeing them, I'm seeing that they're working out for themselves. They're working out and showing up for themselves. And even though it was a group of them working out, I showed up every day by myself. I went to the gym every day by myself. I went to the gym because I was committed for myself. See, I was changing for myself, but I was only changing at a pace that I was going. And so when I had a conversation with them, it was just like a friendly conversation. It was a friendly connection. It was a friendly, like vibe. Like, hey, man, I see what y'all doing, man. Y'all keep going. Like, it's nothing, you know, nothing sneaky behind it. But it's just like, hey, y'all doing what y'all doing? I see y'all. I'm here every day. And y'all here every day. So apparently we doing something right. So I'm complimenting them. I'm seeing the work. I'm seeing the grind. I'm seeing everything that they need to do. I'm seeing everything that they are doing. And it's working out together. But it's working out as a group. It's working out collectively. So my change was that I was working out by myself. I was used to working out because I played football. But when I was in high school playing football, I had a team around me. There was different groups working around me. And so first I had to be committed to the change. And second, I had to identify what I wanted to change for myself. And so we ended up talking and communicating with one another. And all of a sudden, it was like, man, you want to work out with us. You want to start working out with us? I was like, I mean, if y'all want me to, I appreciate the offer. He told me, yeah, cool. Tomorrow we'll be here at 5:00. Normally, I go around like 6:30. So now I have to be there around like 5:30. It's a little bit earlier. It's a little bit challenging. And I have to change my ways. I have to change my old ways just a tad bit. So even though it's a lot earlier, even though it's challenging, doesn't mean that it's impossible. So I was like, cool. I'll see you tomorrow at 5:30. I can't remember the exact time. After 5:30, I know it was a lot earlier than what I was working out. After 5:30. And so the next following day, when I went to the gym at 5:30, guess who was there? The group of individuals that was already working out prior to me even joining their workout session. So not only was there changing, let me work out with them, I was changing for myself because I knew the changes I wanted to have for myself. See, understanding that we have to recognize where we are at today. What we would like to go and do and grow from. See, as I was working out with them, I was doing exercises that I wasn't even doing by myself. I was just doing it, but I was doing it in a way that wasn't really for benefiting me like that. So then when I started working out with them, first off, a leg extension. If you've never done a leg extension is when you sit down and you extend your leg on like a little pad thing, and then you move the weight up and down. And then as you're moving the weight up and down, you're exercising your thighs. You're exercising your thighs or your quads. And so as we're doing that, my leg gets to shaking. But now I have someone that's motivating, like, hey, keep going. I know you tired. I know it hurt, but keep going. See, change is getting out of my head and listening to those that's around me. I have to be willing to learn if I want to work out with them. And so as I'm working out with them, I'm just really seeing like the chemistry that they have with one another, the understanding that they have with one another. I'm gonna show up at this time, and as I'm showing up at this time, I'm gonna work out from this time to that time, and as I'm working out from this time to this time, it's going to be certain workouts that I do that I focus on in order to help me develop within my body, my mind, and so on and so forth. And so now I'm seeing the way that they're working out. And it's changing the way I work out for myself. And it's changing how I'm working out. And so it inspired me to say that if other people can do it, if other people can grow, if other people can change, why can't I? Why can't I? See, understanding that change happens when we decide to make it happen. Unlike nature, unlike the environment, unlike the natural roots outside, it naturally grows. It was a couple people out here cutting the yard a couple days ago that was cutting the field around. That was cutting the grass, and as they was cutting the grass, it's because the grass grew. That's because the grass has changed. And so as they're cutting the grass, it was about to rain. I'm like, they're going to still cut the grass even though it's about to rain? So I'm just looking. They're still cutting the grass because the grass is changing. The grass is growing, and it has to get cut. And so what really made me really pay attention is that change happens when you decide to change for yourself. And it taught me that I can't do the same thing if I want different results. Because if I'm doing the same thing for new results, something has to change for myself. Something has to evolve within me. I cannot be the same. I cannot do the same thing. I cannot be around the same thing if I want to change and change it to something great. See, the reason why change is something is difficult because you have to start with yourself. You have to start with yourself in order to change and become something more. And as you're becoming something more, you have to understand, like, there's a process behind everything that you're doing. There's a grind that everyone has to go through. There's a process that has to happen, that has to take place. And when you recognize where you are at today, you can grow from that. You can change that. You can develop that because you're developing something for yourself. And see, when you develop something for yourself, now you're changing. Now you're growing. Now you're developing. Now you're evolving. See, the reason why I'm using these terminology is because once we pay attention to what we would like to do for ourselves, what we do for ourselves will pay out over time because we're changing for the person that's in the mirror, for the man that's in the mirror, because the man and the woman that's in the mirror is only changing for themselves. And see, when I start to recognize where I was at, not just with the gym aspect, but just in life, where do I want to go? What would I like to do? What do I need to do? First, I need to start seeing people that's successful. I need to start seeing people that's at a higher level than I am that will give me some type of encouragement, some type of inspiration, some type of determination to see if they can do it, I can do it as well. I just need to see the example. I just need to be around the example. I just need to be around others that's doing more so I can start doing more for myself. Changing starts with a decision. And it doesn't end with a decision because now you have to start taking action on the change that you like to have for yourself. So as I'm seeing different people have different results for themselves, how can I achieve the same thing if the results that I'm chasing and looking for, I have no idea because I didn't start where I was at today? It's not comparing myself, it's seeing what's possible. Seeing what's possible gives me the motivation to do the impossible, which is changing. Changing is difficult because you have to start with yourself. You are the one that can change what you're feeling. You are the one that can change what you're going through. You are the one that can change your environment. See, when you change your environment and change what you're learning and change what you're doing, you grow at a faster rate that you don't even expect that you can grow and develop. And as you're growing and developing a way, you're becoming more than you expect. You're becoming more than you think you can become because you're developing within yourself. And see, the reason why that's so important is because when you recognize where you are at today, where you are at today will pay off later on down the line. Change does not happen overnight. Change does not happen within a week. Change is not even happening within a month. The reason being because you have to develop you have to build up to that. You have to develop within yourself and you have to develop within your mind to say, I'm going to do this. And as I'm doing this, I'm doing it for myself. I'm not doing it for the next person because if I'm doing it for the next person, I'm doing it for the wrong reason. Change has to start with yourself. Unlike nature, change happens regardless of the fact. And it's happening due to the environment, due to the sun, due to the like different factors that goes into change with nature, such as the grass, the trees, and so on and so forth. In order to change for the person has to be willing to do something different. The person has to be willing to do something new. The person has to be willing to learn new information. See, change is difficult because it starts with knowing that you want to change for yourself. So when I was working out by myself, I knew that I can work out by myself. Me showing up at the gym is not a problem, but it feels good to work out with a group. It feels good to push one another. It feels good to encourage one another. So it wasn't the fact that I was looking for the wrong thing. I just had to change what I was doing in order for me to be around others that's pushing themselves, others that's inspiring themselves, others that's showing that it's possible to work out as a group. Now, what I learned from working out as a group is that you don't have as much time as you have when you're working out by yourself. Because now, let's just say it's four of y'all in the group. All four of y'all have to do the same exercise or rotate different exercises. Now, even though you can rotate different exercises, there's still going to be a point in time where you have to wait to get on the equipment. Where you have to wait, to do your workout. When you have to wait and actually hit the workout. And see, the reason why that's so important is because as you're waiting, you're changing. You see, as you're waiting, you're changing because you're developing more than you think. And when you're developing more than you think, now you understand that you're letting your body recover within just a little bit more time. You're letting your body recover just a little bit more because you're willing to wait. See, change means that you have to recognize where you are at. And when you recognize where you are at, you have to be patient. That's the next point I want to hit on. You have to be patient. Two, be patient. And see, the reason why you have to be patient, the reason why you should be patient, the reason why it's important to be patient is because you learn more over time rather than overnight. You learn more as you continue to show up, and as you're continuing to show up, you're developing more within yourself. And as you're developing more within yourself, you're learning that change is possible. That change will still be difficult. And even though it's difficult, you can change as you recognize where you are. See, when I was going to the gym and I was working out, getting up wasn't the problem. Getting up and doing exercises wasn't the problem. What changed for me was that I went from working out by myself to working out with others. So now I have to learn how to wait and be patient, even though I just want to work out and hit certain different muscles, certain different ligaments. And working out with four people is a lot longer because you go for 45 minutes to an hour versus Mike working by yourself 25 minutes, 30 minutes. And that difference is so important. Because to change, you have to know what you're changing into. To grow, you have to know and have an idea what you would like to grow into. See, it's impossible to change if we don't start where we are at today. Patience has to be the virtue of life. It has to be the focus of life. Because even though you're starting something, even though you make a decision for yourself, even though you begin to change into a new you, you have to know that you change into a new you takes time. And see, the reason why it takes time, because you have to be willing to learn information. And the information that you're learning has to be willing to sink in. And as the information is that's sinking in, you have to think about it in a subconscious way, in a way that you're not really thinking about it, that will show that you're learning something new. And as you're learning something new, you have to continue to implement what you're learning. You have to continue to implement what you're learning, because if you're not taking action on the changes you would like to do for yourself, the change will be wasted because you're not taking action on it. You're not taking action on it. See, when you're being patient, you understand that it takes time. It takes time. And even though it takes time, doesn't mean that you're on the wrong path. It's just a matter of how long can you continue to do this thing to learn the information that you do not know that's out there. For the information that you don't even know that's even preparing you for. And so when I was at the gym, I was learning from others. I was learning not only through workout, but through conversations, through dialogue, and through different experiences. Like, I'm willing to speak to these people, have a conversation with them, and just learn. Like, I approach them, I just want to learn. The reason why I just want to learn, one, because they're older. Majority of them was a lot older than I was. And if I'm willing to speak to someone that's older than me, I can learn from their experience. I can learn from their life. I can learn from any question that I have or any concern that I have, and they'd be willing to answer it. And they'll be willing to answer because I'm building a relationship with them just by showing up over time, just by showing up consistency in the gym. And that's so important because it shows that you're committed to yourself. It shows that you are committed for yourself. It shows that you are the one that's changing. Why? Because now you start to be open to information. You start to be open to conversations. I remember I was speaking to this one guy. He was a lot older than I was, probably in his 70s. Hold on. I remember I was speaking to this one guy, probably in his 70s. And as I was speaking to him, it started off as a small talk. Like, we're in the gym every day and I see you at a certain time. I speak to you because now I'm starting to see familiar faces. I'm starting to see familiar faces, and now it's like, if I'm here and you're here, I'm going to speak, probably. If you've been going at the same pace, at the same time, we're constantly seeing and running to each other, I'll probably speak. I'll probably just start a short conversation. And so as I'm speaking, as I'm communicating with this older gentleman, he just started talking to me. Like, he really started talking to me. I can't remember the question that I asked, but I asked the question and it sparked his interest. How I know it sparked his interest, because he talked to me longer than just a hey, than just a how you doing, than just a how's your workout. He talked to me longer and he was giving me lessons upon life. See, I was willing to change because I was willing to ask and learn from people that's around me that's either older than me, that's doing better than me, or that's more consistent than I've been. So the guy that I was speaking with, he was a lot older. He's probably in his 70s. And as I'm speaking with him, I'm learning from what he has been doing his whole life, or how committed he is. Not necessarily what he's been doing his whole life, but how committed he is and what I need to do for myself when I get to that age. Right? So a majority of the information that he was telling me, it was a lot of information that I didn't understand at the time. For instance, positive reinforcement. He brought this up. He was like, whenever you and your lady or your significant other do something and you do something for one another, always thank them. Always say, I appreciate you for even thinking about me, because you thinking about me made me feel special. And when you say and think about the positive reinforcement, it can't be forced. It can't be forced, because if it's forced, people will feel that. People will see that. If someone genuinely do something for the next person and the next person appreciates it, the next person should be able to show the appreciation to the other person. Positive reinforcement is just saying, I appreciate you in a way where it lets the other person be felt seen. And even though they're seen, it's helping you be kind. It's helping you be appreciative. It's helping you verbalize the appreciativeness. And that's so important because at the time, I didn't fully understand it. Yes, he gave me an example. He gave me a description of it. And he gave me like a story behind it. And even though he gave me a story behind it, because at the moment, I think we were speaking about him and his wife and how he's so grateful to have her. And so as we're communicating with one another, what he's telling me is not resonating because I just don't fully understand. It's not the fact that I wasn't ready for it, but as I was changing, I still was learning. I still had to develop. I still had to process the information that was coming to me. It wasn't the fact that I decided to change, and once I changed, I automatically knew and then learned everything that was given to me. No, it doesn't work like that. How it does work is that when you learn new information, at least for myself, when I learn new information and I see how valuable it is just from their story and their experience and what they're sharing with me, I try to do the same thing in the way where I understand it. And so I try to do the same thing where I understand it by showing people that I appreciate them. Not necessarily just showing it, but verbalizing it, but communicating it in the way where they can feel and hear me say, I appreciate you for doing this. And so at the time, I didn't know positive reinforcement was so important because it carries on in life. It's the most important thing in life. It's the most critical thing in life because if you appreciate the next person, now you're changing for yourself. And see, the reason why being patient is so important because you have to know when you learn a new piece of information today, the piece of information is not going to come to you until you keep going, until you keep showing up, until you keep learning. Because as you're learning and getting involved with different conversations, different situations, being different in environments, you're able to see the information that you have learned. And when the information you learned has been learned a couple months, years ago. One thing that I learned while growing and changing over time is that we as humans are like libraries. And it just all depends on what we are learning for ourselves, what we are learning by ourselves, what we are learning learning when we are alone. Excuse me. What you are learning will show when it's time to be presented. And it's so incredible because we all have different experiences. We all go through different things. And as we communicate with one another, different memories pop up, different conversations come about, different topics we start to have. And when we start to have it, we start to see that it's valuable information, that it's valuable knowledge, that it's valuable knowledge. See, change is difficult because you have to recognize what you are learning. You have to recognize the importance behind what you are learning because the importance behind what you're learning is going to help you later on in life. It's going to help you in life. In a way that's going to help you be more prepared and achieve everything that you like to accomplish. So as I'm watching this video with Shaq is really just explaining like he is open to learning. He's open to learning. He's open to growing. He's open to developing. He's open to doing a lot more because he is willing to change for himself. Change is difficult because you have to go through the process. He said that he had his bachelor's degree, he got his master's degree, he got his PhD degree. So now he's a doctor. He's Dr. Shaq. You know how much school one has to go through? You know how much information one has to learn? You know how much reading one has to do in order to get to that level? See, life shows you that you're on the right path because you have to learn and information is going to help you over time. You have to prepare to accept the information because the information that's being delivered is going to help you in a way that will help you grow. And you can only grow when you understand what you are learning. You can only grow when you have accepted that change is difficult. And just because change is difficult, you have to recognize where you are at today. And see, when you recognize where you're at today, you have to be patient with your growth and development. You have to be patient with it, because if you're not, if you quit along the journey, if you quit along the process, if you quit with yourself, the journey is going to take a pause because you quit it when times got hard. You quit it. So let me look up the definition of change. I want to look up the definition of change. Just read it and just give a different perspective of it, because it really matters what the word meaning is. It really matters what the definition is. Definition. Oh, default. Default. Definition. So change, the definition of change is make someone or something different, alter, or modify. And then the next one is replace something with something else, especially something of the same kind that is newer or better. Substitute one thing for another. And the reason why I just want to read that, because it's so important to recognize what the definition of these words are. It's so critical to recognize that change happens when one modifies themselves. Change happens when one... Hold on. What was the definition again? Change happens when one modifies themselves. Change happens when one would like to be different. Change happens to substitute something. and the reason why many individuals don't change is because change is difficult. It's because it's difficult. Where do you start? Where do you begin? How do you know what information to learn? How do you know what to prepare for? How do you know what to study? How do you know anything? See, not knowing everything will help you be okay, because it helps you learn the correct information. See, there's a lot of books, there's a lot of information, there's a lot of videos out on the internet and in the world. A lot of books are not my cup of tea because it's something that I'm not learning right now. What I'm learning, and I noticed this a couple of days ago, is that my books are about personal development, marketing, and business. I didn't even notice that. I didn't even pay attention to it, but that's what it's about. That's what I would like to learn. That's what I'm studying. That's what I'm in. I want to learn them things. I want to learn the information that's there. I want to be open to what I haven't learned. And I can only be open to what I haven't learned by being patient while changing over time. And so even though I didn't grow up talking about business, I didn't grow up talking about money, I didn't grow up talking about what I'm talking about, speaking about today, it always intrigued me to learn new information that will better me over time. It always inspired me to say you could be better, and you could be better if you're willing to change. If you're willing to substitute a learned behavior with the unlearned behavior and learn the unlearned behavior and become better over time. If you're willing to do that, you're willing to change. You're willing to change. And so when I really start paying attention to what I have, what I've been doing, what I've been studying, what I've been reading, I've been focusing on developing for myself. I've been focusing on increasing my vocabulary. I've been focusing on improving my grammar. So that way I can be heard, understood, and respected because I know how to communicate. Because I'm educated, I'm educating myself, because I'm doing it when no one's in front of me. I'm educating and studying when no one is there looking at me. And that's so important, because what you do behind the scenes will come to light, and it will come to light where others will see and value the value that you have for yourself, the respect that you have for yourself. And that's so important because it shows that you're willing to change for yourself. Change is difficult. Change is challenging. Changing is overwhelming. Which means that you can do it as well. Which means it's possible to change, because if the next person can change, why can't you change? Why can't you do what you have put your mind to in a way that will help you grow into the person that you would like to become? See, changing is difficult because we have no direction. Our thoughts are all over the place. Our imagination is blurring. There's blurred line in direction that we like to go. And even though it's blurred line, There's lines that can be followed. There's a path that can be created. There's a result that can come from changing. Changing starts with the mind, and knowing that it starts with the mind, we have to recognize that it doesn't end with the mind. It doesn't end with the mind because something more comes from it. And by more, I'm saying effort, learned information, better improvement, because as you're improving, you're bettering yourself. And so I was at the gym, I was constantly speaking to new individuals. I was constantly speaking to individuals that was older than me, 10, 15, 20, 30 years. And when I was speaking to them, I was learning not only about their experience and their journey, I was learning how to be patient because I'm still so young. I'm still so young, and even though I'm young, I haven't experienced as much life as them, but I experienced my fair share, And even though I've experienced my fair share, I can always learn new information. I can always learn new perspectives. I can always learn from other people's experiences. So as I'm changing and knowing that it's difficult, I have to be around others that has already changed. Or, I have to be around others that are changing for themselves. See, here's the difference. Here's the troubling matter. Is that you get around others that are not changing for themselves, they're not growing for themselves, they're not developing for themselves, and you get around others and you feel like you're not doing the right thing. You're not doing the right thing because you would like to change, and the others that surround you are not changing at a fast pace that you're changing. See, I had to learn that even though that you recognize that change is difficult, it's going to be a hard path to go down because it's a lonely path. It's a lonely path. Not saying that everyone has to change. What I am saying is that when you decide to change for yourself, you're the only one that's changing for yourself at this moment. Until you get around others that's changing for themselves. See, what I learned is that even though I decided to change, I was willing to communicate with others that has already changed. I was really willing to learn from others that has been through something similar of what I've experienced. So now I have to get comfortable with asking questions. I have to get comfortable with different conversations. I have to get comfortable with different people. I have to get comfortable with different experiences. Because it taught me that even though you're in this gym to work out, change is coming because it's people here with different experiences. Different experiences. When I was in the Marine Corps, or before me joining the Marine Corps, I heard stories of people that join different services. And as they join different services, they have different experiences, different stories behind their experience. And so when I was joining, I was learning. And even though I was learning, I still didn't understand because I had to grow through what they experienced, which is boot camp, training, your job, getting in the military, then learn more about yourself. Then you learn more about yourself, you gain more experience. So they told me their experience. They told me their story. They told me what they've been through. It wasn't until I went through my own experience, my own journey, my own change to learn that, oh, this is what you actually mean. This is what you mean. It doesn't come quickly, it comes when you're ready to accept the learning. The learning is so important because it happens to show that you're on the right path. It happens to discover that you are on the right path. And that's so important. That's so important because when we recognize that change is difficult, we have to be committed to doing the hard, doing what's difficult to us today, because we have to learn about it. We have to learn from it. We have to be open to learning the information. So prior to me speaking to the people that already been through the military or the Marine Corps, or not necessarily the Marine Corps, I had to learn how to get back in shape. So different branches have different physical tests. And different physical tests can lead you in a way where you're not ready for your own physical test. And so with the Marine Corps, for some reason, the Marine Corps run 3 miles. The Army runs, I believe, 1.5 miles, if I'm not mistaken. The Navy runs 1.5 miles. I believe the Air Force run like 1.5 miles as well. So the Marine Corps is the only branch that runs a longer distance for the physical test. Excuse me. And at the time, I wasn't ready for that. I wasn't ready for the people I was talking to. That was running like a mile and a half. A mile and a half. It that. And so as they was running it, I didn't know what to prepare for because I haven't been through it. Change helped me to understand once I got through it. Once I ran 3 miles. Why? Because I had to learn how to pace myself. I had to learn how to be patient. I had to learn how to wait to complete a test. Why is it so important? Because you can't complete nothing if you don't put your mind to it. You can't start nothing if you're not patient with the process. And the reason why that's so important, because success happens when we change for ourselves. When we recognize the path that we would like to go, the direction that we would like to pursue, the goals that we would like to accomplish, we have to get around those that have accomplished similar things, something similar, or something just more. We have to get around them to see what more actually is. To learn that more is possible, and even though more is impossible today, it will become possible over time. And that's the last point I want to hit on, is that recognize where you're at, be patient. And the last point I want to hit on is that more will come. More will come. More will come. And by more, I'm saying more challenges. And by more, I'm saying more information. And by more, I'm speaking about more people. The reason why change is so important is because we have to get around more people that's already experienced. We have to get around new information that will change what we think, that will change what we know, that will improve what we learn. The reason being, because when you know that more would come, you're starting with where you are at. You're recognizing where you are at and identifying where you would like to go. In order to get to where you would like to go, more will have to take place. More will have to be considered. More will have to be the front of the thought. Reason being, because when you're constantly thinking about more, when you're constantly thinking about doing more, when you're constantly thinking about having more, you have to change by recognizing where you are at today. How do you change? How do you grow? How do you develop? You get out your comfort zone and start asking and speaking to those that's older and with more experience. So when I was getting out the Marine Corps, when I was transitioning out the Marine Corps, I wanted to speak to those who's already transitioning. And the problem was, I couldn't speak to those who was transitioning because I didn't know where to find them. I didn't know where to locate them. I didn't even know the terminology of what to look for. And so it was so important that I committed through the process. So as you're transitioning out the military or transitioning through different phases in your life, there comes a time when you do not know everything that you need to do. You do not understand everything that's presented. You do not understand nothing that's coming your way. So the question that you have is the question that you have from the information that you understand. And so as I'm asking questions that can give me a better understanding, a little bit understanding of where I'm at today. Where I'm at today, what I need to do, and how I need to go about doing it. Those were the generic questions I was asking because I was finding the direction that I wanted to go. I was locating the direction that I wanted to pursue. And it was teaching me that even though you're doing it and willing to learn this information, you have to be okay with not knowing the direction that you would like to go. Now, without having a clear picture of where you would like to go, the clear picture comes from learning what more actually is. The clear picture comes from actually seeing what more is. The clear picture is seeing someone with more to actually understand what it actually is. See, these books, I just looked in the camera. These books behind me are so critical because it shows that you can tell your story. You can share your experience that others can learn from you if you're willing to put it out there. See, change is difficult because you are the one that's changing. You're the one that's changed. As many books as I've read, as many podcasts as I've listened to, as many interviews that I've watched, I can't change if I don't act on what they spoke about. If I don't learn something that they describe, if I am not aware of the lessons or the information that's presented, how can I be more open to it? How can I be more aware of it? How can I fully understand what's being described? See, knowing that there's a process behind everything, the process becomes challenging because the process is overwhelming. Why? Because change is difficult. Change is difficult. And so as I was in the gym, I went to the gym to work out. The goal was to work out. And so my brother was there. They was working out. And so as they was working out, I was talking. I talked the whole time I was there because I was learning from this gym to me. My brother, he was already working out. He was already sweating. He was already done by the time we got done speaking and communicating. And the fact that I was there to not only just work out, but just to be open to learning from other people's experiences, it taught me that this man got a lot of knowledge. This man has a lot of information. And I can only get better if I'm willing to communicate with him. I can only improve if I speak directly to him. And see, at the time, I didn't know the lesson that he was teaching me and the lesson that he was teaching me that I was able to communicate with any and everybody. I was able to communicate in a way where others would understand, they would talk to me, and they would share their experience. See, that's valuable. Excuse me. You see, that's valuable because it helps me develop it within myself. It helps me change quicker because I'm able to speak to other people. So even though I wasn't able to work out that day, I was able to learn new information. So the gym for me today, it's not just about working out. It's about learning, working out, and staying consistent with the process and with change. See, I can only change and improve if I understand that it takes time to change and improve. So that one day of me not working out and communicating with the gentleman, with the older gentleman for 30 to 45 minutes, I was willing to learn. I was willing to ask. I was willing to communicate. I sacrificed my workout to communicate with this gentleman to learn more about his life, his experience, and the lessons he learned within himself. And that's so important. Excuse me. That's so important because it takes the will to be open to learning more information. Because the information that you're learning will be difficult. It will appear confusing. It will show that you don't understand what you're talking about. And that's okay. In order to get better in speaking about what you're delivering, is that you have to do it more often. See, I started going live maybe a month and a half ago. And consistently, like Monday through Thursday, at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I try to be on time as much as I can, and so I'm working on that. I'm improving that. I'm going to work on that. And so when I started to go live, it was difficult for me because I had to think about the topics I would like to talk about. I had to think about the point of the video. I had to think about what I want to deliver for the video for the audience. So as I'm thinking about this, as I'm learning this, as I'm studying this, I'm getting better over time because I'm constantly doing it. I'm constantly showing up and I'm constantly learning. As I'm constantly showing up and learning, I'm doing and taking action what I'm learning about. That's important because it shows your growth. That's important because it demonstrates your change. Change happens when you commit to yourself. Change happens when you commit for yourself. Change happens when you commit to learning. See, and it's so important to recognize where you are at today because you can't get to where you would like to if you don't know where you are at. And that's so important. That's so special to recognize because the location is only a thought if the journey is not in front of you. If you're not on your journey, if you're not on your path, you're not on the right direction that will help you later on in life. See, one thing that change does is that it helps you develop for yourself. The information that was in, I remember in 2022, I read 22 different books. And even though I read 22 different books, I didn't fully learn anything because I didn't take action on it. I didn't take action on what I just learned because I didn't think I was good enough. I didn't think I was good enough. I didn't think I was great. I didn't think I can deserve this type of success or this type of information because I didn't take no action on it. And even though I didn't take no action on it, I started to second guess myself because I wasn't doing what I was learning. I wasn't doing what I was learning because if I was doing what I was learning, I would be a lot further than I am if I just implemented the action. If I just taken action on what I've learned rather than not taking action, not doing anything. See, it's challenging to know that you can do what you put your mind to. Change is difficult because you have to know you're changing for the best. Change is overwhelming because you have to know you're doing it for yourself. Change is overwhelming because you are seeking more. More is always confusing because more is not painted perfectly. I remember I was younger and we didn't speak about money like that. We didn't speak about change like that. What we did talk about was education. What we did talk about was doing your best. Now, the topics was different, and in order for me to know different and new information, I have to change the topics for myself. I have to be the one that's changed and learn new information, because even though I was taught and built on a great foundation, it's a foundation, it's a starting point. Doesn't mean that I have to end there. Doesn't mean the way that I was raised, I have to stay like that my whole life. I shouldn't have to do that. I shouldn't have to do that because I have to learn that I can grow from this. I can develop from this. From what my mama instilled in us, I can grow from that and really become better than what I think I can become. It's a starting point. See, when you recognize where you are at today, you're identifying your point that you're starting at. You're identifying the point that you're starting at. In order to evolve from that, you have to be okay with being patient. See, when you understand that you have to be patient for yourself, it shows that more will come. In order to have more, you have to learn something new. In order to learn, in order to have more, you have to exchange. No, not exchange. What is it? What is it? Substitute. That's the word. In order to substitute old information, you have to learn new information. Because the more you learn something, the more you do something, the more you get better. The more you improve, the more you show that you are capable of doing the more that you are putting your mind to. See, information is only words and research and knowledge. And it goes further when you take the action on the information that you just learned. There's a way to grow. There's a way to develop. There's a way to change. Because it shows that you are committed for yourself. It represents the decision that you're making for yourself. And to say that you're on the right path. And you're doing the right thing. Because the right thing that you're doing it for yourself. Change is difficult. Because now you have to be the one that's changing for yourself. As much as we would like others to change for us, to do the work that we are afraid of doing, to complete the thoughts that we have, it will be challenging because we have to be the ones that do it. It will be difficult because we can't change if we're not willing to change ourselves. It will be overwhelming because you're starting with where you are at today. See, transitioning is difficult because you have to know where you would like to go next. Transitioning is overwhelming because you don't know what to expect when you're going to the next. See, transitioning is difficult because it happens when you make your mind up. And when I learned that, it taught me that change is difficult. In order for me to change my life, I have to be willing to go through the difficulty. Why is that important? Because you're not going to know everything that you're doing. You're not going to understand everything that you're doing. You're not going to fully be aware of every action that you're taking. And the actions that you're taking is to help you be better over time. See, the importance behind it, the importance behind the development and growth and really becoming better is knowing that you can be better. That's so important. That's so critical because change is just a thought mixed with action. It's a substitution of learning something new from something that you already learned, and you're substituting something that will help you over time, that will improve you as a person over time. See, if we are not improving, we're not changing. Just like with nature, nature is constantly changing. Just like with humans, humans are constantly changing. And the fact we get to decide when we would like to change. Nature does not get to decide. And it's deciding that's so hard, it's so challenging, it's so overwhelming. Because how do you change for the better? How do you know what the better is? See, the better is you seeking more for yourself. More will come because you are looking for more. More will come because more is appearing differently. More will come because you are the one that will like more. See, one thing that's really inspiring is that you can change more than you think. You can accomplish more than you expect. You can be more than you think if you know that change will be difficult. See, Martin Luther King was a phenomenal speaker, was a phenomenal civil rights activist. And he really just showed others what's possible if you believe in yourself. Martin Luther King really showed if you demand change, you have to be the one that commit to change. See, my favorite video from here is not even I have a dream speech. It's what's your life's blueprint? What's your life's blueprint? What's your blueprint for yourself? What's your path for yourself? What's the more for yourself? See, in the video, Martin Luther King explained that you can be the best street sweeper. You can be a street sweeper, but be the best street sweeper. See, you can be the best janitor, but be the best janitor. See, you can be the best house cleaner, but be the best house cleaner. And see, I use those because I can only remember those three. Furthermore, it's the matter of if you're going to do something, if you're going to be something, if you're going to change it to something, be the best. And see, when you're becoming the best, you have to know that it will take a lot from you. It will be challenging. It will be overwhelming. It will be daunting. It will be stressful. It will be moments where you want to quit and throw in the towel. There will be moments that come like that. There will be days that you don't feel like doing anything. And just because you don't feel like doing anything doesn't mean you shouldn't do anything. Why? Because change is difficult. And when you make your mind up to change for yourself, you're doing it and accepting what's about to come. You're starting with where you are at, and you're recognizing where you would like to go. And once you recognize where you're going, you have to be patient with yourself. You have to be kind with yourself. You have to know that it will take time. And even though it takes longer than expected, you are on the right path because you're starting something new for yourself. It's just the fact that how long can you be consistent? How long can you be consistent going through the hard times, going through the change, going through the discomfort? How long can you be in this position in order to get comfortable from what you're doing, in order to grow and develop to someone better, and to someone develop, and to someone that has learned? See, you can only have more when you know what more actually is. More is you changing for yourself and knowing that you are on the right path. And knowing and identifying that where you are at today, you're not going to be the same place when next year comes. When the year after next comes, because you're doing it for yourself. You're changing for yourself. And when you change, you grow. Right? And see, when you change, you develop. Okay? See, when you change, you learn. There's a lot of information in different kinds of books, different schooling, different YouTube, different videos, so on and so forth. There's a lot of information. And in order for me to understand the information that I'm seeking, I have to start where I am and go and continue to learn new information piece by piece, day by day, book by book. Because it matters, because your conversation improves, what you are learning improves, what you are doing improves. It only improves because you are the one that's improving. You are the one that's changing. You are the one that's developing. How do you develop within yourself if you know that you would like more? See, starting with you where you are at is knowing that you are doing it for yourself. I want to look up the definition of change again. Just really just bring this back home. Bring this back home, because when I'm bringing it back home, it matters to understand what it is. Make someone or something different. Alter or modify. So as you're modifying, the other definition of to replace something with something else, especially something of the same kind that is newer or better. Substitute one thing for another. And I wanted to read the change definition again because it shows that it's going to take some work. It's going to take some work to fully change and develop for yourself. But the moment you accept the challenge is the moment that you're doing it for yourself. So don't be afraid of it. So when you recognize where you are at today, change will also be difficult. It will be difficult because now you have a starting point to begin at, to start. And so when you recognize where you are at, you have to be patient with yourself. It could take a year, 2 years, 3 years, 10 years to be better. And it's just starting and recognize where you are at and improves over time. It's not the destination, it's the journey that encourages you to keep going. And once you keep going and become patient with yourself, change will happen because now you're able to see more because you can become more. You can do more. You can see more. So never be afraid to change, even though change is difficult and overwhelming. So if you enjoyed this and you know someone that's currently changing for themselves, make sure you send this video and say, hey, I've been seeing you developing within yourself. I've been seeing you changing. I think this video will be great for you because change is difficult and you're not changing by yourself. Share this with them. Leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this video. And make sure you subscribe. Subscribe to the video. Subscribe to the channel. Subscribe to the podcast. And share this with a friend that needs this message about change and how they can develop within themselves. I appreciate y'all, and I'll see y'all tomorrow.